We're so excited to talk to you today about some very specific, relatable examples of what our clients are going through, the problems that they're facing, and how we help them solve, and what we all learned as a takeaway.
Yeah. Imagine putting $12,000 on student loan debt in 1 month. And
yo, homie, we're homies.
I was going to say you and I think, I don't know. Anyways. And also imagine making life decisions together as a couple and not allowing anybody else's chatter in the background deter you from doing what you want and making life-changing decisions, literally.
Yeah, imagine going from fighting about money or just avoiding it as a couple to going on date nights to celebrate paying off debt. Hello. Or thinking that you're going to have to dump your savings to pay for a business, maybe a bad business decision or a tough business month, to knowing that, oh, I'm actually going to add $2,000 of savings to my budget this month. Yes, that's what we're those are the kind of things. But the mental process, the mental mindset, the things that we had to talk to them to work through and get through to get to those points and the payoffs that they got out of it. We're talking about that today. We think it's really going to help you. When you're focused on getting out of debt, of saving money, of getting on a budget, like you're doing right now, that's why you're listening. You need to hear these stories to hear what other people are going through and how they're solving it. It's going to encourage you. Yeah. It's going to help you to stay the course.
Yeah. So stay tuned for lessons from the sessions. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
If you guys haven't heard about our group coaching program yet, you've got to check it out.
You obviously just haven't been listening to the podcast, but our group coaching program is going really well. We wanted to be able to offer something at a budget-friendly mm-hmm. price point. We think all of our things are priced correctly, and the amount of return that you're going to get on anything that we offer is going to be far above what you pay. Yeah. However, this one gets you started, because if you can just get started, get going, it might really help you to be able either to get our template, which is really going to help you, or get coaching, or just to, maybe that's all you need. Maybe you just need something like our group coaching program to get going.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that are like, well, I can't afford coaching. And we're like, we'll show you how you can, because we've never had a client that has done one-on-one coaching that literally hasn't been able to quote unquote afford it. But like Shayna said, this just gets you in the door. Like mm-hmm. this, the $57 a month allows you to come in as a group, learn from each other, build from each other. You get 2 sessions a month, you build your budget, you have spotlight coaching. And it just gets your feet wet to what all of this is about.
Yeah. And it's just more of accountability, right? You're doing most of it. If you're the kind of person that's already doing it or already you're going to do it, you know that you're going to do it on your own. Then we're just here to support you to, as you go, answer your questions and to be there to hold you accountable, right? Versus some of our other options, you need someone to hold your hand mm-hmm. and that's fine, because that's what we're here
so
for.
So head on over to budgetbesties.com and check out our group coaching.
All right. So we're going to talk to you about some of the clients' lessons, the lessons that we've learned that they've learned and that we've worked on together recently. And hopefully it'll bless you and help you as you're in your budget journey.
And we feel like when we say our client stories, people resonate with them and they're like, oh, I understand, or I can see how they came up with that. And so we've always gotten great feedback from it. So this is a client who's been working with us. She paid for 6 months of coaching upfront. She's a veterinarian. I just love her so much. She's so amazing and so knowledgeable and talented and so mindful. The way that she does her business is like people pay her to come in and sub in, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. for other vets. So it's like her own business. She doesn't specifically work for like a practice. Her business finances and personal finances were all mixed together. Everything was a mess. She didn't know where everything was, how much she had to use. If she had money in there, she would spend it. Or if she didn't, like, it was just all over the place. And so now we've gotten everything really organized. We've got it completely separate. Her business is over here. It's her personal is over there. And she was able to put $6,000 on her student loans from her business money and $6,000 from her personal. So apparently there's a deal that you can put up to a certain amount from business and personal. And I guess that helps with your taxes. I don't know all that, Jim. But she was able to basically put $12,000 this month on her student loan. And also everything else was covered. And also her savings buckets were funded. So it just felt really good.
So basically what you're saying is a CPA told her what she could do, but you had to help her figure out how to do
yes.
it. Yeah.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. And imagine, and we do have this a lot. Our clients are, they maybe took some student loans out. They're in a profession that kind of quote unquote required it, but it was an expensive education that they mm-hmm. got. And so fortunately, a lot of these professions that, because I have a pharmacist, we have different people that we're coaching and they make good money, but if they aren't being mindful, they're going to be in student loans for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. So we want to get that taken care of and cleaned up. One of my clients, it's funny that one of your first things was about business. They have Airbnbs. They have six, I think, total. Mm-hmm. And we're in Florida. And the off season, the winter, is very hard on somebody who has that business. But this was the first year that we had set aside so much money for the vacancies. So with her, we know how much money she costs per month. Her business costs per month, which is very high because they sell mortgages on a lot of them. And they also have other long-term rentals. And one of those was out of a renter. So they went into this season, they had a lot of money set aside, but they needed every penny, really. And so we set aside money for taxes. We set aside, and there's double taxes. Everybody yeah. who has a business has all the different taxes. You might have sales tax if you're doing property product sales. In this case, property rental in Florida, you're going to have a bed tax. And you have your federal taxes. And in some places, you have state taxes. So you need to save for your taxes or else they will come and bite you in the butt. And you don't want that. So anyway, so we're saving for taxes. We're saving for vacancies. We're saving for the off season. We're saving for the big bills that are going to come up, just like you do for your personal budget. And so she was coming on the call super, oh gosh, we're just going to pull every dollar out of our personal savings again, which is where they started. They were funding all of this with their personal savings. And I said, you have got to stop doing that. We've got to separate the business from and the business is supposed to make you money. If it's not making you money, it just keeps pulling. Yes, you make a lot of money, but if you're just paying, you're making money so you can pay it toward your real estate. That's not an investment. That's the opposite, actually. So anyway, so we've gotten out of that cycle by far. But she thought that was going to happen again because it's just been such a bad season and they've had a lot going on. And then they had a long-term vacancy. Anyway, we got through it. We did all the numbers. And so we looked at the personal first. And I said, I think starting this month, she's already putting $2,500 toward her investments savings, not just her buckets. I think we're going to add $2,000 to that. So you're going to start putting $4,500 just toward your investments. And no, I don't think we can do that this month, but that sounds great next month. I'm like, okay, fine. So we got the personal finance figured out. We'll see. And now we're going to come over here. And we were able to look at her business and see that she was not going to have to pull any from her personal. She did have to pull almost all of it from her business savings from her business savings, not mm-hmm. necessarily the long-term savings or emergency fund, but she did do that. And then I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to expect you to start that allotment that we just talked about. It's going because you don't need it for the yeah. over here. And you've got to make yourself do that. You've got to make yourself save money. You've got to make yourself not steal from your personal to fund your business life. That is not a business.
No.
That is a losing asset, right? And we don't want that. So you've got to be really intentional in setting things up and figuring out what the numbers really are instead of, you know, just panicking.
So what I'm hearing is that she was super stressed because yeah. she didn't look at it until you looked at it with her.
Yeah.
And then she felt comfortable making those decisions. And I think we hear that a lot. They are so afraid to make a decision because they haven't trusted themselves for so long with their numbers. But with us coming in, we love it. Yeah. It's just math. It's black and white. It doesn't lie. And so when we are able to show them, oh my gosh, look, it yeah. worked. Like everything it's going to pan out. There's such a sigh of relief. So that's
and
so good.
I wonder if you would agree. I would say 90% of the time, it's worse in their head than it is on paper.
Oh, every time.
There have been some times we were like,
okay, well,
sorry, joke, goodness. But for 90% of the time, really yeah. and truly, it's worse in your head than it actually the math ends up being. So that's where we get to come in and help.
Yeah, for sure. My next set of clients, they did not know what their future held for them. They were really on a track of living like the Joneses mm-hmm. and living to their parents' expectations mm-hmm. of what their parents thought that they should and how they should live and where they should live and everything. And anyways, I coached them for a couple months. We sat down and had long conversations about what they wanted. Take everyone else out of the picture. What do you want for you and your kids? And they came to the decision of, we don't want to live in this house. It's not in our long-term plan. Actually don't love it. We want to build someday. So we're going to sell the house. We're going to use all the equity we have in it. We're going to buy a smaller house and we're going to pay off all of our debts, like every single one of them. And they had a lot of debt, student loans, credit cards, their car, like everything is going to be able to be paid off. And you have no idea the sigh of relief that she had. And she was just bawling on her session because everything, once she made the, and I told her, I said, what's happening is the indecision. You don't, should I, shouldn't I, should we? It was so many back and forth decisions that they were making. I'm like, you just have to commit. Whatever you decide, it's going to work. Whether you want to rent, whether you want to stay, whether you want to sell, just figure this out. Mm-hmm. And once they decided together and they made that decision with the two of them, everything else, God just literally just laid, they sold their house within 24 hours, cash offer. They found a new one and immediately were able to, that got accepted. Anyways, it was just awesome to see it just pan out for them.
Yeah, I think it's, I can imagine the feeling of being debt-free. Like now you're debt-free and you have had a huge mortgage, I'm sure, I'm just assuming. And student loans and cars and credit cards, all of it weighing you down, just physically making you push down toward the earth more than you would be without it. And to have that like that be gone, that's really incredible. That's really exciting.
Like a flip in 1 month.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally.
Like a light switch. Yeah. Yep. That kind of reminds me of my other client that when you say God showed up, these clients. So what I really love about them is they came in not necessarily on the same page. So a lot of that time that happens. One person is doing all the finances. They may not be doing it well, but they're trying. And then the other person is, I don't like the way you're doing it, so I'm avoiding it, or I don't want to look at it myself and I'm avoiding it. So that's where they were a little bit. And they came into coaching. He came to a session or two maybe, but mostly it's been her still. And she's still running it. And we're still working on a lot of different things, but they've been able to pay the first month. I think they paid off their truck. They only had two payments left or three payments, but they were able to just knock that out. Then they had some medical bills they had to pay off. Then they had her PayPal. We should do a whole episode on PayPal, loans, Affirm, Afterpay.
And Apple Pay, like I'm over
all
it.
All of it. We're so over it. But anyway, especially PayPal, they have the worst interest rate. If you listen to me, never use PayPal to pay for anything unless you're their using credit, like cash. Yeah. Don't use any credit. Anyway, that was a side trip. And then they just paid off one of their travel cards or whatever that had a bigger balance. And they've seen as they've, okay, did we actually do that? Okay, we did that. And now the next thing, oh, we did that too. And the next thing. And so it was really cute. She came on the session and said, we actually decided to go on a date and to talk about or to celebrate when they paid off this latest credit card. And that's so different from where they were when they didn't want to talk about it, when they literally were avoiding. She was just going to the shell game of money. Mm-hmm. Like she was shell gaming and he was just avoiding it, Jill. And so now they're talking about it. They're excited. They're on the same page. They're celebrating their hard work and being focused to do it. I thought that was really cool or really exciting to hear. But for them, what I put in their recap, it was like God has shown up as you have continued to show up, God has shown up. So they were able to, for example, sell their truck for more than a used truck than they thought they would. And it totally paid for some back taxes that they had to pay. It paid off a debt. It paid some other stuff. And then she ended up she had a random client come and pay. They got some money or something. So they paid for 6 months of her softball coaching upfront. And she got a huge payment into her budget, which allowed her again to pay off another loan. And then she got hired randomly to come do this big conference or whatever. So that was another big blessing. And I'm just like, it's one equals one. Like you show up, you do the work, God is going to meet you and you will be able to continue to make progress. But we say the joke is like, God can't move a parked car. You have to be like going and trying and doing.
Yeah, I think, and time and time again, and we actually make a joke that we're going to, it'll be a disclaimer in our coaching agreement that when you sign up, something bad is probably going to happen. And then the second you make that first step, first step to moving forward and getting your head out of the sand, like God just shows up every single time. Mm-hmm. And we just love watching it. And I was talking to a lady yesterday on the phone and she signed up for coaching and she said, I've been praying for so long to find somebody to work with. And then I just happened to find your podcast. And I was like, yep, we hear that a lot. But God just intervenes where it's necessary. And we have been able to help so many people in situations like this. And we just love it.
Yeah. So we do hope that you will consider group coaching. It's what we're talking about this month because we just started it and we're excited to see it grow and see some cool people, maybe like you, that want to come in and join us and talk about it. Talk about whatever specific questions that you're having that you need some guidance on, and also building your budget every month and keeping you accountable to that.
And listen, this founder's rate of $57 a month, it is not going to last. We wanted to introduce and be able to serve our people and give a discount like we did when we first started the signature budget system last year when we first introduced that. This price is not going to stay. So join now. It's twice a month. You're going to love it. You're going to love the people that are in there. They're so awesome. We just head on over to budgetbesties.com and check it out. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.